Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to get in touch with me, 855-99-DR-JOY. Alright, we're talking about one of the things we put up on Facebook is the worst Christmas gift you ever got. And sure enough, USA Today today did a story about the 10 worst gifts, which was a little surprising. Guess what the number one 10 worst gift is, the top of the list of things not to give? You know, right?
Yeah.
You read it.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised about this.
It kind of shocked me, too.
It's spirits, whiskey, rum, vodka, brandy. 25% of people said it was the world's worst gift.
Wow. I don't see why that many people would take that.
You know, I'll tell you why I think it is. I think there are three reasons. One is that the country is moving away from hard liquor at the speed of light, number one. Number two, it seems impersonal. It's something that that doesn't really require much thought. And then number three, a huge number of people, well, I guess three and four, huge number of people are on diets at any particular point. Right. And four, the major drug of abuse in this country is alcohol. So giving somebody a bottle of booze, if you don't know them terribly well, you're probably running somewhat of a risk. Either they don't drink, they're in recovery, or they're an alcoholic.
Well, see, and that's the thing, too. I don't, you know, if I don't know somebody very well, if I don't know, you know, what they like to drink or if they even like to drink at all, that's probably the last thing I would even think of giving them anyway.
Yeah, it's an interesting kind of thing. This is something that our sponsor is going to be really thrilled about. Second worst gift, as far as people are concerned, is flowers or plants, which I really like getting flowers and plants. I especially like getting plants because flowers are great, and I really love having flowers around the house, but something that will last for a couple months. I have an orchid that I bought myself about 5 months ago, and it's still in blossom.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So this is what people are saying. Home decor, frames and candles. You know, I think part of it is that these seem like impersonal gifts, that they're something that you can give to anybody, and that they're almost corporate in nature.
Yeah, and they're very common. Like
If you go to the store. Books, I love giving books, and I like getting books. 8% of people said, but the difference between spirits and books is a factor of three. They're saying 25% of people don't want booze, and only 8% don't want books. Kitchen items, I agree. I don't think kitchen items are exactly festive. Clothes, I don't know. I guess it depends what clothes and what age. I don't want your pink bunny suit, but wine. Turns out wine is four times more, people considered four times better a gift than hard liquor.
Hmm.
Maybe because it's more festive.
Yeah,
and you can drink at the time. People give me wine a lot, and so and quite often they give me red wine, and I have white leather furniture and a white carpet, so I don't do a lot of red wine. Me and Donald Trump don't do red wine, so I give some really good bottles of red wine to people. Food, and I don't. I assume that includes fruitcake.
I would think
I don't
probably
know.
Does.
Food, they're saying only 5%, which means 95% of people think that's a perfectly good gift. Clothing accessories. Now, this really surprised me. Clothes is 6%. Clothing accessories, socks, scarves, etc., are 3%, which means people are twice as likely to like accessories than they are to get clothes. That doesn't make any sense to me. I'd much rather have, you know, a beautiful blouse than a pair of socks. Although a scarf, I don't know. Gift cards, 3%. So I don't know what that means. You know, so what do people like getting? I don't know. I mean, it seems to me, if you don't like gift cards, you don't like booze, you don't like plants, you don't like, maybe you just don't like gifts. Maybe you sort of want money. But a gift card is money. I don't know. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Which gifts, these were considered undesirable. So the most undesirable gift from the most number of people is booze. Wine is much more desirable. And gift cards apparently are the most desirable. Which, you know, the thing about gift cards is that it doesn't require any thought whatsoever. I mean, I suppose you could give it for a particular store or something, but a lot of people just give like American Express, which goes any place, any time, under any circumstances. I don't know. The idea of just giving, I mean, it's essentially giving money. But what can I tell you?
I didn't leave you. I was on a
call
there.
I saw. You did leave me, but it was for good cause. Yeah, so I guess the point is that if we did it the other direction, if we sort of said, okay, what is the most desirable thing, then in order, the most desirable thing is a gift card, which I find somewhat horrifying. The second most desirable are accessories, socks or scarves. Blah.
Yeah.
One year for Christmas, my father was impossible. To buy for. If he wanted something, he bought it, like a lot of men. So one year, I hid one of his gloves, and so I bought him gloves for Christmas because I knew he needed one, because I knew he only had one, because I'd buried the other one in the backyard. Not necessarily what Santa Claus had in mind, but it worked. True story. All right. Food. All right. So first is gift cards, which ties with accessories. I don't know. Food comes in is next. I mean, basically, and then you got wine, clothes, kitchen items, and these are in descending order. So I suppose if you're going to be a great Santa Claus, you give people either gifts or socks. It doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't.
I'm kind of surprised that socks isn't like higher up on the list.
I would think socks are one that my mother used to give us socks for Christmas, and I just hated it.
Yeah, I mean, if I want socks, I can go get socks myself. I can go to,
that doesn't sound like a gift. That sounds like like a toothbrush.
Now, I mean, something like a scarf, I can kind of understand a little bit more because it's, you know, it can be kind of stylish.
Yeah, pretty.
It can look a certain way. But
or a hat. Yeah, no, I agree. I think maybe they're very cool socks. I know a couple of men who really like very cool socks, so maybe that's what it is. Don't give me any socks, folks. I don't want. Except I could use actually some pantyhose. Remember my pantyhose story?
I do.
Try to forget it. Kelly, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I hope you don't mind. I'm not calling about anything Christmassy.
That's perfectly fine.
I have a 5-year-old daughter, and she's just a little different, a conundrum wrapped in a riddle, if you will. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of assessments to get her, if she actually even needs assessments. She's
okay.
A painfully quiet, shy child, the most under-motivated 5-year-old you've ever seen, to the point that I've asked motor physiotherapy and fine motor physiotherapy because she had fallen so far behind. So there's been no other causes that they've been able to link to it. Other than possibly she's ridiculously small, which runs in my family, actually, and it runs in my husband's family, too, tiny, tiny people, but she's an extremely fussy eater, 10 foods or less. She falls in that category. So everything's kind of being worked on, but I feel like there's probably a large diagnosis here that isn't being made.
Is she your only child?
No, she's got a younger sister, and I did notice things starting to happen at the point that her younger sister was born when she was 20 months old.
I
noticed, and I said, okay, typical regression, right?
Yep.
Wants to be the baby again, so she got carried around a lot. Everybody's tiny. They really weren't that much different in size, and they aren't any different in size now. They're both about 30 pounds, a little over 3 feet. So,
Well, part of it is that, I mean, I hear what you're saying is that we're looking to see if there's some underlying phenomenon that unites all these characteristics, but certainly indulging a 20-month-old to regress is not the world's smartest idea.
Yeah, definitely wasn't my plan. it is what it is at this point now. Unfortunately, it was nothing I could think to correct. I mean,
Let me put you on hold for a minute. I probably need to give me some idea about where Dad is in all this, and if 5-year-old's in school yet. We'll go through some more of it. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, we're talking with Kelly, who's got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And 5-year-old is small for her age. She's the same size as her sister, who's basically almost 2 years younger than she is. Did she speak early, or did she speak on time? Did she hit that milestone or not? Kelly? Manny, I don't think you've got her on the air.
She should be up. I got her.
Yeah, I know, but it's not blinking. It's blinking. It doesn't have her.
Hello?
I think. There you go.
Oh, I'm
Hi,
sorry.
Kelly.
Oh,
well, there we go. Okay.
Okay, so she is 5 and her younger sister is 3.
But right.
No, she did speak on time. All of her major milestones were hit on time, but things like crawling didn't really happen. It looked like she started crawling when she was going to walk and thought maybe walking was a bit scary, so she started crawling for a few months. Speaking came right on time. I don't think she was a lot of a babbler, but everything else was the bare minimum that she could possibly do to meet her milestones.
Well, but part of it is when she doesn't speak, do you just interpret it for her?
No. No, a lot of times, no, there really isn't any interpreting. Like, you know, do you want A or B for dinner?
Well, but that's not really encouraging her to talk. That's just to say yes or no or to repeat something. But if she asks for something, does she point or does
yeah.
she...
Okay. No, she asks. She speaks. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think talking has ever been one of her major issues. She's
okay.
quiet. She's not a real gabby child.
Is
but
she
when
in...
she talks, she'll babble on, no problem.
Okay, is she in school at this moment? Any kind of?
She went in school at 4 years old.
Okay, how's she doing in school?
She's doing okay. We're in a weird area here in that she did fine in the four-year-old class. I know the teachers told me after the fact that, yes, they did usually sit with her and encourage her to keep on task, that they had a hard time keeping her on task. Gross motor skills they knew we were working on at home, so they didn't bother commenting on it. But gross and fine motor, they found she had a hard time with, you know, pincer grasp and things like that. She was class.
Has she had a neurological workup?
I'm actually going for a neurological workup on Thursday.
Yeah.
Never been recommended to me before. And
well, I mean, was she a preemie?
No. She was full term.
Because, you know, the myelin sheath is the last that's laid down, one of the last things in the development of a kid. And where it sounds like she's okay, that the speaking thing seems to me kind of a bit of a gray area. The fact that she's small, I would probably have an endocrinologist take a look at her and a neurologist take a look at her. And they may be related because, obviously, if hormones are not, you know, are not where they should be, then it's going to affect her growth and her maturation, including her hand-eye coordination and muscular development, stuff like that.
The first time we had her in as the endocrinologist, everything tested out fine. The second time, a year later, the growth hormone hadn't changed. And he said, I'm not really concerned because it was in a great spot a year ago, but it not changing in a year is unusual. It should have gone up about 20 points.
And how long ago was that?
That was just, well, we're due to go again in February, so I'm going to say that was in October.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little unclear. Because it sounds like she's falling in kind of, she's certainly small for her age, but, and it sounds like she, as you say, she hits her landmarks, but just barely. And the question is that biochemical or is it that people pick her up and carry her around? And it's a little hard to tell. So what I would do between now and February is not carry her around, and that includes grandparents, and I think you may just have to read them the riot act of saying, look, we really need for her to be able to develop muscle mass and hand-eye coordination, and the more she's carried, the less that's going to happen. So we know you love her. We know she's adorable. We know she's the same age as her, or the same size as her sister, but and so let's not carry either of them around. Let's, because you don't want one to feel that they're going to get more attention by, you know, by regressing essentially. So you may have to treat the younger child as a little slightly older child, but given the fact that she's about the same size, that may not be as much a difficulty as it might ordinarily be. And just see what happens if we challenge her a bit more, if we take a bit more of a walk, if instead of her being quiet, that we ask her questions where she has to answer something other than yes or no, that we ask her opinion about things. So let's just try socializing her in a slightly more... challenging fashion and see what happens, that, and maybe that she gets to read to her younger sister so that she begins to understand that there's some value in being a little more challenged, that she gets more attention for being the big sister as opposed to being the twin baby, that she begins, that we ask her opinion about things so she gets more used to verbalizing and having people listen to her opinions, that we don't carry her around, that we don't dress the two kids as the same, that we don't essentially baby her, to put a concept on it. And either you're going to see some change or you're not. And the idea is not to torture the child, because none of these things are torturous. It's just not what she's used to. And I think you're going to be able to tell a little bit from her response whether this is nature or nurture. Because if she makes a big fuss about it, the assumption is that it's probably more nurture than nature, that she's capable of doing these things. She's just chosen not to because she gets a secondary benefit from essentially being quiet, being little, being babyish, being unthreatening, being very quiet, that that she just gets more attention that way. So let's see if we can kind of convert her over so that she begins thinking of herself as getting more goodies for being more mobile, more verbal, more grown up, that she gets to do things that her baby sister doesn't because she gets to do these things. And you have a couple months to do that. And then when we combine that with the neurological and the endocrine workup, then we'll I think I have a clearer picture. And it may be that it's not one or the other. It may be that it's a combination a little bit going on here.
Absolutely. Any idea what the neurologist might be looking for?
Well, just basically, the hand-eye coordination and the myelin sheath being laid down, things of that sort. Is she toilet trained okay?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Like I said, okay. Both things she sailed through with no problem. There's just some really glaringly obvious differences between her and
is it between her and her sister or between her and other children?
No, other children, period. Like, there was just a concert at their school. And this is just a visual for you. This isn't 99% of the time the norm, but so you've got, I'm going to say,
Kelly, did we just lose you? We're waiting on bated breath, and we didn't hear what her comment.
It's just getting good.
I don't know what happened. Do you know what happened there?
I don't know.
Just her phone?
Let's see if she's there now.
Hello?
Ish.
Kelly, we got to the point. There's something with your phone or something that said, you said,
okay.
Give me the visual again at her school with the concert.
Okay. So we're talking about 40 to 50 children from the age 8 down to age 4, and she's the only child that visibly looks a little bit distressed on stage, turning towards the other kids and hand flapping. Now, the hand flapping is quite common for her, for releasing energy, tension, excitement, everything, and she doesn't fit on any autism spectrum that anybody's been able to figure out. So it's just one way that she...
Well, that may be part of what you need to describe to the neurologist as well a bit. You know, it's a little unclear what's going on, I think what I would do is make sure that you're doing the, you know, reinforcing of the more grown-up challenging behavior and then see what they say. All right?
And twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
He's telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota?
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Today, this is our the Bah Humbug section of the program, which has actually been going on for quite some time. We did Christmas Carols You Hate, and now we're going to do Gifts That You Really Loathe, and we actually had some help because USA Today put out a survey of the things that people want the least. And it turns out that the most people wanted the least was booze.
Yeah.
Which was a little surprising to me, but
it's a little
I can live with it. Yeah,
and I'm surprised, like we talked about before, I'm surprised socks weren't a little bit.
Socks were one of the chosen items.
Yeah, but you did mention that sometimes people, they like...
Well, but fancy socks. I've bought socks for, like, guys that were, you know, because one of the things that women really notice, believe it or not, is men's socks. And they can be quite lavish, and they can be cashmere and argyle, and, you know, not the little black ones, and God knows, not the sweat sock, the white sweat socks things. So... there you go. All right, so what's the worst Christmas gift you ever got?
Well, let's go with Marlene. She says...
No, I want to hear from you first.
Oh, from me?
From you.
Gosh, you know, I don't think I've ever gotten one that I didn't.
I
got socks like a couple of years ago, and I guess that's already been pretty well documented.
So that's why you're feeling a little hostile toward the socks question.
Yeah.
All right, here's... With at one point in my family, it was sort of a joke that somebody had bought a sweater, a wool sweater, at Goodwill or something, and they sort of circulated. It was navy blue, and it was one of those scratchy ones. I accidentally sort of made what could be the world's worst Christmas gift, because I had a sweater that I had for a while, and it was one of those kind of scratchy ones, and it has a hood on it. And, it's not very attractive. I wear it sort of around the house when it's cold. I mean, it's one of those disgusting things. And I think unconsciously I was maybe thinking that it was time to murder it, because I washed it. And it now is the same specific gravity as lead. It is not. So I'm going to have to, you know, maybe a kid could wear it because it could be nice and warm, but it's no longer wearable as an adult activity.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? All right. So, the most, 1 year for Christmas, I got, this is a true story, I got 3 red pocketbooks. 2 of them were identical, and I'm so sentimental, I only exchanged one of the ones that was identical, and I kept the other 2 because I thought, somebody wanted me to have this. So,
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. I'm incredibly sentimental. As Manny and I were talking off the air, you know, I don't really have things that I hate because, I'm so great. I think it's so cool that somebody gave me something. So I'm one of those. Yeah.
So we get this caller. We got a caller on line 1.
Oh, we do. All right.
Yeah.
Pat, let's talk to Pat. Pat, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello. I'm the one who called you a year ago this past summer, and told you that I talked to young men out of jumping off a freeway bridge.
Right.
Do you remember me?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been an unofficial suicide prevention person for a long time, and I know that about a week before Thanksgiving until about a week after New Year's is the most time.
It's actually not true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it actually turns out that the January, February is much higher in August. People, for some reason, I think because they look at the discrepancy between what they think other people are doing and what they're doing, but it actually is not. Mm. Statistically, it's actually not. But go ahead anyway.
Well, what I told him, I mentioned to you when I called before, is what you've said, and that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And
yep.
I'm wondering if you would consider making a public service announcement saying that.
Sure. Absolutely.
And so if it's a year-round problem, basically, then you could have it any time.
True. No, I would be delighted to do that. I do public service announcements for lots of different people, and I'm always delighted to do it. All somebody has to do. Do you work with an organization?
No, I don't.
Well, it's usually the Samaritans are the ones that have traditionally been the anti-suicide people. But, I don't know exactly how. I would certainly be willing to do it. Usually somebody calls up and says, here's, you know, we're having a program or a campaign. Can you read the spots? And they actually have, it's called PSA, Public Service Announcements, a library where people can go to. So I would be delighted to do it.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All we have to do is figure out who wants me to do it, and then we'll do it. But I have no problem doing it at all.
Well, you see, just when I'm out and about, I find people that are walking very slowly.
Yeah.
And, you know, down in the dumps. I was in a restaurant recently, and I had a silver dollar in my pocket. I carry it when I have a hunch I should give it away. I watched this young couple walk in, and they were walking real slow with food on their tray and all that. After they sat down, I went over, and I gave the young man the silver dollar. And he said, "I can't believe this." I said, "Why?" He said he had just lost his job the day before, and Aww. He decided to go out to lunch and figure out what to do next.
Aww.
Isn't that amazing? And I
well,
told
you,
him,
well, I mean, it sounds like you have some really good instincts, kiddo.
I do. And, you know, I told him, now, if you keep this in your wallet, you can never say you're broke. You laugh. But they
well,
both
that, that's
had,
great.
They both had tears in their eyes. And who knows, maybe somewhere down the road, one of them might have thought that way, that what I'm trying to prevent. You know,
no,
that's
I think
the reason why I do things like that.
Well, I think good for you, and it's certainly a time of year where people can feel a little disconnected. So I think any kind of connection is a good kind of thing to do. So there you go.
I was in the grocery store last summer, and this summer, and there was a young man walking real slow with his cart, looking down, and I went over and I said, "Excuse me," and I gave him a hug. And he said, "Oh, I needed that." Here he had just come from, he now lives out of state. He had just come from his father's funeral.
Aww.
And he stopped by the store, and he didn't even know why, except it was a familiar place to him.
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, now you know why."
Well, there you go.
We had a conversation about accepting parents' debts and all that for a while.
Well, good for you. Yeah, I think, you know, sort of the idea of being wandering around and sort of just being on the lookout for people who seem to, if nothing else, need just a smile can make a difference sometimes.
Isn't that the truth? And it's the same thing when somebody smiles at me, too. Because,
absolutely.
You know, I need smiles, too.
Absolutely. It doesn't cost anybody anything.
Yeah, and I think people are just so wrapped up in themselves a lot. Maybe not everybody, but a lot of people are.
Well, you know, it's that time of year, but I agree with you. I think, you know, that sort of deciding that you're going to reach out and be a little more accessible to people and make them a little more accessible, just feeling connected. It's, you know, as we were talking about, it turns out that Yalda is David called the first hour and said it's the oldest known holiday, which I'm not sure is true. It turns out to be, Iranian or Afghanistan? At any rate, it's from that part of the world. And
I think it's Iranian.
Is it Iranian?
Yep, Persian.
And talks about the longest night, shortest day, which is, and it kind of confused Manny because he said it's between the 9th month and the 10th month. And I said, well, you have to remember November means 9 and December means 10. And even though we put a couple extra months in there so that we have a 12-month calendar, that's originally, the original calendar was 10 months, not so. That's why September is 7, October is 8, even though October is the 10th month from our calendar. So it goes. But the point being that it was kind of an acknowledgement that human beings don't do so well in the dark, so that we all have to kind of get together and kind of remind ourselves that we're in this together, we're not alone. So I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. How about that? Well, I don't subscribe to smartphones or anything like that because my attention is out there.
Well, I mean, in theory, you can do both. You can have smartphones and you just don't have to be on it all the time.
Well, yeah, but I don't want that kind of distraction. I didn't grow up with those kind of distractions.
Well, it turns out email is kind of a useful kind of thing. But I'm not trying to talk you into it or out of it.
No, I do computering and emailing, but that extra stuff, I'd rather be out and about and seeing what I can do.
All right, well, off you go. So thank you for your call, and if anybody wants me to do their PSAs for suicide prevention, all they have to do is get in touch. All right? Pat, thanks for your call. 855-99-DR-JOY. So smile at somebody today. Just see what happens. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. All right, so here's the deal. We're talking about your least... The USA Today put out a list of the most unwanted gifts. I'm still not convinced that's exactly what the deal is, but nevertheless. All right, so socks just got a huge thumbs up, and Manny is not buying it. He's just not buying it.
He gets thumbs up from me.
All right, so let's hear what other people's worst gifts were.
Yes, indeed. On Facebook, we ask, what is your worst Christmas gift ever? We'll start off with Marlene. She says, this is actually pretty funny.
Already having a good time at this, aren't you?
Pretty good. Marlene goes, I always said I might need a vacuum cleaner, but I better not, but get this, but I better not get it for Christmas. Guess
yeah.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
My father did that one year for my mother, and I thought it was going to end the marriage.
Oh, boy.
It was really a major, major mistake.
Wow.
Yeah. No, don't, folks, men everywhere, listen, not for Christmas. 12th night, maybe. Boxing Day, okay. And not Valentine's Day either.
Yeah.
No, major mistake.
I don't want to give anybody a vacuum cleaner on Valentine's
Day. No, don't do it. Yeah, no. Nor a refrigerator, nor a stove.
No appliances.
No appliances. Not a toaster.
Let's keep it romantic on Valentine's.
Yeah, let's try. There we go.
Let's go to Karen. She says, on our first Christmas we got married, one of the gifts my husband got me was a pair of toenail clippers. I still have them and him, and that was 40 years ago.
Man, you are a forgiving woman. I don't suppose they were gold or anything cool like that, huh? I don't know. Toenail clippers. Maybe he wanted to just... Maybe you had long toenails and you kept scratching them in bed at night.
Let's go to Jeanette. She says,
yeah, that makes socks look like the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's go to Jeanette. She says, I was in college and my boyfriend bought me a big box store size can of pineapple. He said he knew I really liked pineapple. 10 minutes later, I was handed my actual gift.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute, assuming that he could run that fast down the street to catch you after you left him.
Yeah. Let's go to Mary. She says, a washcloth.
Whoa!
Yeah, wow.
No.
Yeesh.
There's got to be more explanation than that.
Yeah, let's hold Mary if you're listening.
Did it say Mary or something on it? Somebody gave me towels once, but they said Joy on them. So that was, I thought that was kind of cute, actually. Yeah,
that's kind of nice.
But
so Mary, if
washcloth?
Give us a little in-depth on
yeah, we, that one sounds a little,
that
needs some filling in the blanks there.
Summer says coffee because I never drank coffee ever, and a friend that knows me thought it was a good gift. Wow.
Well, but wait a minute. Read that again.
Okay, so it's from Summer. She says, coffee, because I never drank coffee ever, and a friend that knows me thought it was a good gift. So.
Oh, so she's saying that that was a terrible gift because someone who should
coffee.
Have known better. All right, that sounds to me a regifting.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds to me, somebody gave him coffee. And, yeah, I agree. I think a gift that makes no sense. Yeah, I think you're right to be upset by that.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris. Chris says, this one is easy. One year when I was about 31, my mother, who will be 94 in January, decided to purchase some clothes for me. The sad part was she was around 71 at the time and purchased things she liked. So she had given me this long-sleeved crew neck top. It was colorful to say the least. Purples, burgundies, royal blues, and throw in some gold in a paisley print. Oh, my God.
That's a little loud.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it was awful. But I couldn't tell my mother that, of course. I worked in corporate and had to wear it to work shortly after. Oh, my God, I have to explain to everybody. Needless to say, I never wore it again, but I don't think she noticed.
Well, so here's what you need. You know, that there are these new ugly sweater contests. I mean, I have the feeling that you could just run away with that. I mean, you would be the hands-down person.
Well, we just had, what was it, Friday? That was
National Ugly Sweater Day.
Ugly Sweater
yeah.
Day, yeah. Yeah.
I think you should put that away. That was 20 some years ago. I don't think they had ugly sweater days. They just had ugly sweaters. But now they've got them. You could clean up on that.
Yeah. Let's go to Marika. She says, I was once in a long distance relationship when we were to spend our first Christmas together. He said weeks in advance he had something really, really nice for me. I was excited. Expected naughty underwear, etc. I got a coffee table book of his small hometown.
Well, did the two of you get together or not? It sounds like you may have different perspectives on the world.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to Amy. Amy says, clients of my dog grooming shop often gave me gifts at Christmas, and I appreciate their thoughtfulness, but one year an older couple gave me a plastic grocery bag full of dying fruit. I got the feeling they had just cleaned out their refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, nice to think of you, but it'd be nice to think about something slightly, yeah. You know what? I agree. I mean, I think that the gift should certainly reflect the donor as well as the recipient. But cleaning out your refrigerator, I mean, I think that's okay. When people clean out their refrigerator, I know people going out of town and saying, look, is it okay if I bring over some lettuce and stuff? And I always say, fine. But it's not really a gift. It's just kind of, all right, we're cleaning out the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it, of differentiating between just sort of gifting somebody, which is saying, look, I don't want to throw this away. Can you use it? And I think that's fine. But that's not the same as a gift. If you put ribbon around it, it shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't have been out of your refrigerator that you weren't going to use or something. I don't know. I think we have to have certain rules of protocol here, folks.
Yeah. Kathy says, Kathy kept it very short and sweet. She goes, a toilet seat.
Whoa, that one really stinks.
Yeah, I would be.
Although, having said that, having had two toilet seats that have actually sort of gone to the big sewer in the sky, that not having a toilet seat is a real problem. But I still think that's not a gift.
No, that's
a supplying somebody. Yeah.
Antonio says, getting the surprise my parents had booked a holiday trip without me. So I get home, and all I got was a note telling me to feed the dog, and here's a $35 gift card if you need anything. We'll be back for our cruise January 3rd.
Oh.
Gosh.
Oh, that's sounds like we need slightly better communication.
Right.
I agree. That doesn't feel very good.
Yeah, that is not
all right, folks, listen. Story today. Smile at somebody, all right? And if somebody looks like they're having a hard time, just say, hey, Christmas doesn't last forever. Just give them a smile. I don't know about giving strangers hugs. Sometimes that works. Sometimes you get arrested for assault. But you get the point. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.